Well, welcome back to the Mike Carra Radio Show, Eye on the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library. Definitely have our Eye on the Community, as my guests today are members of PCW Pro Championship Wrestling. We have PCW champion Sean Davis, manager P.L. Myers, and PCW Women's Champion December. And the one thing that we've been talking a lot off the air and want to talk on the air is about the dedication and definitely your fans. Because like you said, no matter whether you're a heel, a bad guy, or a good guy, you respect your fans. And, you know, you try to get into your character as much as possible. But unlike other, you know, personalities, you try to definitely be there for your fans. And I understand that you probably, all three of you have some short stories. We'll start with you, Sean, about the fact that fans could actually personally contact you via the web, so they can actually send you messages. That's cool.
Yeah, I am very into talking to my fans, getting messaging them back when they drop me a line through MySpace or Facebook. If they have any questions, if they're having a crappy day. Some fans just want to just stop and say, hi, how are you doing? And I'm not going to just shove them off and not check my emails. My emails come directly to my phone. So if you were to send me a line through Facebook or MySpace, I get it within 15 minutes. So it's on my phone. It's like, oh, so-and-so just text me or just send me an email. So I'm going to go home later, sit down in front of my computer, log on, read it, write them back. And sometimes it's just, oh, are you going to get more merchandise? When's tickets go on sale? When's your next show? Where's your next show? I saw your show last night. Good job. Are you hurt? Stuff like that. And it's really cool just to be able to know what you're doing for 15 minutes is making an impact the next day, and people still remember it. Even though you have maybe like 8-10 matches the night before, that they remember, oh, Sean Davis sprained his ankle. I'm going to email him the next day and see how he's doing, see if he's feeling better. So it's really, really neat to be able to interact even when I'm not at a show.
Oh, that's great. And now, P.L., we want to turn to you. And we understand that there was a situation, I guess it was an ECW match or some sort of match, where somebody actually had a sign with your name on it. So that must make you feel a little good.
Yes, that money did go very well. It spent well. No, I'm just kidding. I'm the most honest man money can buy. So that little kid was going to put up a sign for someone else, but he decided to put up mine. No, it's very rewarding what we do. You know, as I was saying off the air, you know, I've been in this business, you know, 8 years now as a manager. You know, I take my job very seriously, just like the PCW in this room takes their job very seriously. You know what? I carry on the tradition of the guys that came before me. And you know, when people hear your story, like December's story or Hot Bod Sean Davis's story or my story, they know the passion behind it. We're not doing that just because, hey, we want to be famous. Yes, we want to be famous and alike, but it's the idea of giving back. And, you know, my hero was Hawk growing up. I've met him, managed him, one of three people ever managed him. You know, we did the 20-year anniversary, spoke at his funeral, and he passed away too soon. And, you know, that's why we do it. Because, you know, just like Sean said about the person from Iraq, you know, when he came home. But before that, his wife was, you know, raising her son and daughter without him. And who is their family? It wasn't their immediate family. It was PCW. We became their family. We didn't ask for them, you know, for that endorsement, but that's what she said. And when the families and the single moms or the single dads or the families bring their family kids out to the show, they know they're entertained for $10. And you know, we might be cocky around the ring, but you know what? We're convinced of what we do, and we always try to be a role model because, you know, none of us are bigger. You know, none of us have egos. You know, we like to think, yeah, we're all this, but you know what? At the end of the day, we've been given an opportunity to be somebody and to make a difference, and we take that seriously. And you know what? One day when December or Sean Davis or myself get to WWE, we know where we came from, and we're never going to get bigger than what we are because we know we raised by right people, we've got good values, and we want to give back. So we might be cocky, but we're convinced at what we do.
Okay, and now December, have any stories about the fans or things like that?
We were doing the show at Oakfest this past year, in, where was it, Oak Forest?
Yeah, Oak Forest.
Oak Forest. And when I came out of the makeshift locker room that we had set up, there's this group of like eight little girls. And as soon as I came out, they all said, "December!" And I was really happy, not just because someone had actually remembered me enough to want to speak to me, but that it was a whole bunch of little girl fans out there. That, yes, little girls do like wrestling. So there are more people like me out there, and that's really cool. And I know that no matter, I could be the best wrestler in the world, but if I don't have a fan, then I'm nothing. So I'm everything because of my fans.
Okay, and now, Sean, we want to turn back to you, and you notice that I'm finally getting myself to actually call you Hot Bod. I forgive you the fact that I wouldn't do that before,
nice.
But I bring that up
wrong?
Because...
No,
it's a good name, but so you kind of have that personality where you've got a hot bod, I guess. We'll leave it at that.
Well, I was born Sean Davis. That's what it says on my birth certificate. But throughout the years, my fans have given me the other name of Hot Bod. And, yeah, I guess it's true. I mean, I am in the gym 3 to 4 times a week. I do take care of myself. I try to watch what I eat. And is it to live up to my fans? Yeah, maybe a little bit. And it's also because of what I do. If you don't, in this business, if you don't take care of your body, it's not going to last very long. You can have a crappy body and maybe last a year and a half, and then what? You have a story that, oh, I was a pro wrestler for a year and a half. But if you maintain your body, you're going to last a lot longer in this business than your average Joe.
Okay, as we now get down to the nitty gritty, we do want to talk about how a listener, if they feel like we're talking about, you need a certain personality, but you need to have that drive and that passion and all that good stuff. But if somebody does, I remember there was a WWE TV show, a reality show called Tough Enough, and I always kind of think about that. But seriously, people, if they feel like they could become a professional wrestler, you've got like some sort of camp or some sort of training place for them to go?
Yeah, we have, if they can get the information from the website, pcwwrestling.net. They can also approach us at any wrestling show. Our school is down in Chicago Ridge, where the guys train, and it's basically what it is. It's a ring. It's a place to train, because the WCW power plant was the Harvard of professional wrestling. What was it? It was a warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia, with 4 rings without an answering machine on a phone. It was the worst. But you know what? You have guys up there that are training, guys that are perfecting their moves. And so, yeah, just go to pcwwrestling.net, any contact information, or approach us at the show. Because you know what? The best thing to do is go to a show first, see if you believe in the product. Because see, day one, when we started PCW, it used to be called PWI, but once we changed over, I said, can you guys believe in the product? And that's what happened. It was the same product a month later, but you know what? The guys had more intensity. They believed in it. So, you know, don't sign up to be a pro wrestler just because you want to. You have to believe in what you're doing. And plus, you got to work with all the people in the ring. You got to work with the guys because we work as a team. So, you know what? You know, there's all these different companies, but come to a show first. And if you believe in the product, sign up, and you know what? One day, maybe you could be a superstar. And I'll let Sean.
And it's really important to understand that if you want to become a pro wrestler, and you're sitting on your couch and you're like, "Oh, I could do this." There's been many people that came through camp that have had that same mentality. Oh, I see this in my house while I'm sitting on the couch eating a bag of potatoes. And they don't last. They don't know how physical and demanding it is. I watch cops on TV, but I don't want to be a police officer. I don't want to get shot at. And I don't have that mentality for police officers. I respect them. And it's a difference between respecting what they do and then just being a showboat and just saying, oh, yeah, this is what I do. So there's a difference between the two.
Okay, as we're now getting down to the nitty-gritty, is there anything the three of you'd like to mention or discuss something we didn't talk about? December, I guess you have something urgent to talk about.
Yes, Brutus Barber Beefcake is going to come to PCW on March 21st. in Midlothian, Illinois. It's going to be awesome. He'll be there signing autographs, so it's going to be pretty sweet.
Okay. John?
Tomorrow night in Summit, Illinois, at the American Legion Hall, PCW will be back in action. It is our tournament, and since I have been in two of the tournaments, I've won one, which really, really springboards you to the next level. So come out, support, and thank you very much.
Okay, guys, that sounds great. My guests have been members of PCW Pro Championship Wrestling. The website is www.pcwwrestling.net. So please, everyone listening, find out more information. I doubt that this interview will be ready for the to get on the air for tomorrow's event, but there's plenty of other events you could check out. And again, I want to thank everyone from PCW that was here today. This is the Mike Carra Radio Show, Eye on the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library, and please catch us again next time.